Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sluts. Oh my God. You'll never guess where I am. I'm in the new apartment in Double Bay. Oh my God. I fucking manifested it. It's moving in day. Mum and Dad are helping me, as you can probably hear. Sorry about all the noise. I'm just in my new room. Dad, I'm recording the podcast. Can you shut up, please? Allow me a little bit of courtesy, okay? Oh my God. Sorry. So I'll tell you what's been happening, but I've only been in for a few hours. It's like so fucking cool. I am loving it. Obsessed. It's fucking everything. Mum and Dad are setting up all the furniture. Unfortunately, I can't help because I had my nails done yesterday, so I can't be lifting boxes and stuff. Mum's just carried my stand-up paddleboard up the there's five flights of stairs, so it's quite a journey, but there's no lift. Yeah, I don't know how she did it too, because her arms are really skinny, but she's gonna miss that stand-up paddleboard too, because she's had it like next to her bed, climbing over it to get in. And she's been using the paddle part of it like to wave Dad's farts away during the night. So yeah, she'll miss it. But yeah, so much to unpack, guys. Literally. Buckle up, slutty McSlut faces. Your queen is gonna spill. This week on Shamazing, crying over heated floors, FaceTiming Kwame in his hut, Gabby's funeral plan, the laundry monster, fingering my body pillow, and is Dorothy really gonna move to Double Bay? Your weekly dose of moving advice, fashion, self-love tips and more from the Bay of Double Bay, the heifer on the harbour. She puts the fluid in gender fluid. I'm Shamae, JA'MIE. I'm woke, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, and I'm Shamazing. Okay, so the place is legit incred. I'm obsessed. It's like, oh my God, it's like so, it's like really dark and like moody and like, I don't know, there's like dark wood everywhere and it's sort of like falling off in parts, and like there's a lot of like possum poo around the building as well, which I think is like, it's kind of like a really good sign, like the native animals like into the building and stuff. And there's this really cute like mossy stuff on the stairs on the way up that Mum like slipped on because she's carrying a box, and yeah, she smashed it. But it's like she's going to see the knee surgeon next week, so it's like kind of good timing. And inside the flat, like some of the walls have this like kind of like mold paint effect on it. It's like, I don't know, it looks really cool. It's like they put in a lot of effort. Mum reckons it might be real mold, but like, I like it. So apparently there's no butler's pantry. Like it's just like, there's just like a small kitchen in, it's kind of like in the living room. It's like, I don't know where we're going to put all the like, Mum bought all these appliances and stuff so that Amber can like cook me meals and stuff. And I don't know where we're going to put them. Also there's no heated floors in the bathroom. I started fucking crying when I found that out. It's like, I don't know. I'll have to get some like Ugg boots or something. So this morning was really emotional back at the house, like saying goodbye to my old bedroom. So many memories, like sleepovers with the girls back in school days and like one night stands with guys, and like there was like a kind of like a semen stain like sprayed on the wall behind that we hadn't cleaned. Ah, it was really cute to see that. Yeah. So I was like literally still packing up my room. Courtney comes in with fucking boxes and starts fucking moving in. Such a fucking selfish dyke. It's like, show some respect. And Mum's all like, are you gonna miss the cat? It's like, fuck no, that thing's fucking feral. It's like, it's gonna miss me, like fucking getting nude in front of it and kissing it on the lips. Oh, okay, Germaniacs, moving day outfits. Let me break down what I'm wearing. I put together this outfit for today. It's so fucking cute. I've got my Gucci activewear long sleeve crop top, my silk short shorts, cow print. I'm doing like a knee-high white sock with the lemon stripes, my Gucci slides. My hair's up in a high pony. And I've got my choker, the Swarovski one that Dad gave me for my 17th. I look like I'm kind of like doing something active, but like I'm not. I'll wear this when I'm like supping as well, just like because a lot of people will be watching me when I'm standing up on the board. Yeah, this is just kind of my new look for like strutting around Dubs. Yeah. So Dad, he wouldn't pay for a removalist, so he's using his own trailer and he's been going like backwards from our old place to here all day, like multiple trips. And also, oh my God, the furniture was not included in the flat. The whole place was empty. So when me and Amber looked at it, it was like, had all this like furniture in it. I was like, isn't that ours? And apparently not. Luckily, we sold our Noosa holiday house like last year. So a lot of that furniture was in storage. So Dad's got a lot of it for me to use. So the whole flat's got a real like luxury look, which I think really suits me. Oh my God, the fucking laundry. Okay. So there's my room down one end. Then there's the corridor. Then there's Amber's room. Then the bathroom next to Amber's room, and then there's this fucking horrific laundry. It's so fucking scary, Germaniacs. It's like fully haunted. Like the tiles, like from the 1700s, and there's this like exhaust fan. It's like creeps me out. Like I'm shitting myself every time I walk past it. Can my parents stop fucking banging while I'm trying to record the podcast, Dad? Mum! Can you put the stand-up paddleboard outside Amber's room, just in the corridor? The end of it might cover a doorway, but, like, that's in a city living. Oh, my God, Amber is such a fucking dirty word for me right now. So fucking mad at her. So, you know how she's all like, we're both single, Jamae. So we move in, like, to be, like, the single girls. She's met a fucking boy in the last week. This fucking idiot roadwork guy from like her job, like he does bitumen or something. Carl or some fucking dumb name like that. He's so gross. So there goes a whole fucking single girl life in Double Bay, like dream. She's basically fucking married to this guy after a week. Like they're out even now, like when we're moving in, and they're going to the movies tonight. So I'm going to be like fucking on my own on my first night. It's going to be so fucking scary. I might have to like FaceTime Kwame or something and have him watch me fall asleep. Anyway, besides that, I fucking love this place. I love my room. It's really fucking cute. It's got like this window. Like you can fully, like it's really close to the building next door. So like I'm kind of looking at like a brick wall, but also like a window. So whoever lives in that flat, they just got lucky. They're going to be seeing a lot of tit. I might actually position my bed like at that end of the room so I can kind of like look straight at the window just to maximize like visuals. Hopefully it's a guy because I'm really thirsty for the day at the moment. What else? Oh my God, Dad's giving me shit about how I'm not going to fucking clean the flat. He's like, you're just going to leave it dirty, Jamae. And I'm like, surely this place comes with a cleaner. But apparently it doesn't. So it's like I have to fucking clean on my own. So I was saying to Dad, let's get Dorothy to like come here as well and clean because she'll have to like she's going to have less to do at home because I'm not going to be there. And Dad's like, it's too far for her to travel. She's not going to want to do it. And I said to Dad, like, if she's having an issue with the travel, there's a little shed out the back of the building. We could make that a little spot for Dorothy to sleep. Like she could sort of, we could set up like a little like fold out bed, or she could just like sleep in a chair or something like sitting up. I don't know. And then it cuts out her travel time so she can just like be on call. And Dad's like, she's got a husband and kids and she's not moving into your shed, Jamae. It's like, fuck my life. I don't want to clean myself. Seriously, moving out, Germaniacs, is not what it's cracked up to be. Oh my God, sorry, it's later. Hi guys, I'm just having a bath. It's kind of small and like plasticky compared to like the big marble one at home. But yeah, got my knees kind of up in my face, which is different. Feels kind of good when I refill, but yeah, I'm here for it. My parents have just left, thank God. And they're all like, you're going to be okay, Jermaine. Like, just because I'm by myself tonight, mom's like crying and like, yeah, I'm like, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. I bit dad's shoulder too on the way out, just for old time's sake. He welled up, which was kind of nice. Maybe from the pain of the bite. Yeah, so it's really kind of sexist as well. Like, dad's all worried about me. I'm a fucking strong, independent woman of the world. It's like, I can handle being on my own in an apartment in Double Bay, for fuck's sake. As long as I don't have to walk past that fucking laundry. Oh my God, it's terrifying. I'm just gonna like barricade myself in my room tonight with a bookshelf. And I've got my rape alarm as well, so just keep that, just clutch onto that. I'm just gonna FaceTime Kwame tonight too. It's a weird time difference for him in Africa tonight, but he's got this like little hut that he can go to, so the ball and chain is none the wiser. But anyway, it's time for Ask Jermaine. So this one's from this like Scottish guy with like a really hot voice.
Hey there, Jermaine. For someone so young, I feel like you're so full of wisdom. So I was wondering what the best piece of advice you've ever received is and who gave it to you.
Great question. Okay. I've had to think about this. And it was actually Kwame. He's really wise, and he goes to me once, like, I won't do the voice, but he goes, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen? I'll never forget it. I was like, Kwame, that's so powerful. I wrote it down. It's just like so true. And it made me think a lot about like self-love. So tips for me, re-loving yourself. And this is kind of my area of expertise. Like, I'm a huge fan of myself. Amber also is a viral self-love expert, so she's taught me a lot as well. My self-love tips, I talked about this with Kwame as well after he said that amazing quote. Number one would be, I send myself love letters in the mail. So like these really like passionate words of love and just about how much I love myself, a little squirt of perfume on the letter. I kiss the envelope and I act all surprised when like the postman delivers it and I'm like, what's the lippy doing on the... and then I read them back. It's just a great self-love idea. I enclose nudes sometimes as well. Yeah. Another idea is mirrors. So just get as many mirrors as you can installed around you in your life, like ceilings, like opposite the toilet, the pantry. Just like you open the pantry and there's a mirror. The fridge, the back of the microwave. You want to see yourself all the time, like maximize how much you see yourself and just go fucking like, God, I'm hot when you do. Like, just get into yourself. It's really nice. When you're talking to someone also, you can have like a mirror behind them so you can just kind of like look over their shoulder and just kind of drift off, like glaring at yourself. Yeah, I've added a lot of mirrors into my Fiat as well. So when I'm driving, there's just like mirrors on the left and just kind of around the windscreen and stuff. So I can see myself. I can actually barely see the road because it's like so many. Another good self-love idea is like you print out like a full body photo of yourself and you have it printed onto a pillowcase, on like a body pillowcase. So like it's life size and you can like carry it around and like sleep with it, kiss it. Yeah, I've done like a nude picture on mine. It's like full length and just with like an ever so slight leg spread. Yeah, I've worn out the fabric in like a certain part of it. Yeah, another tip. I've had a lifelike rubber mask made of my face. So like it's extremely accurate. Like you think it's me when people wear it. And I make guys wear it. And then I like pash myself. So yeah, I really get into it. I'm just like kissing myself, loving myself. I'm like, God, I love you, Jemai. It's like the guys get into it too. And yeah, it throws me a little when I glance down and see a cock, but yeah, YOLO. So yeah, that's a few ideas. And to answer your question, yeah, that's the best advice I've ever got from Kwame. So thank you, Kwame. And thank you, Scottish guy.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my God, Shemaniacs. So I'm just getting ready for brunch now, but I gotta tell you what happened. I just had the worst night of my life. I hate living in Double Bay so much. So, oh my God, I woke up at like 3, pulled out my earplugs and took off my Peter Alexander face mask because I heard this noise coming from the corridor. Like, I swear this voice just starts going, Jemai, Jemai. I was like coming from the laundry. So I'm like shitting myself. Like my door was like open a little bit and I can see like down the corridor. And I swear I saw something like move in the laundry and it was not human. It was like, oh my God. And I'm like, at that point, I'm just like Amber, like calling out to her going, Amber, Amber, can you hear me? Are you home yet? Like trying to get her attention. Like I knew I had to get to Amber's room because she wasn't like responding. So I'd have to go past the laundry. I was going to be so fucking scary. So I creeped out of bed like really quietly with my rape alarm. And I couldn't find my Fendi silk robe. So I just had to go nude. And then I just like slowly fully opened the door. And then I just bolted to Amber's room, like just right past the laundry monster. Like he could have just like grabbed me on the way past. So then I get to Amber's room, stepped over the stand-up paddleboard, and I go in and I can see her in bed. And I'm like, Amber, 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 like trying to wake her up. The bitch wouldn't wake up. So I just got in bed with her. So I'm like under the covers, like on my side of the bed, like clutching the rape alarm, and I'm facing the mirrored wardrobes. All of a sudden, I see another face opposite me. I thought it was some like fucking hot chick lying in another bed, like right next to me. And I freaked out, but it was the fucking mirror. And I screamed this like fucking blood-curdling scream, like so loud. It was like, you could probably like hear it from the other side of the harbor. Like it would have like woken up the lions at Taronga Zoo. I press my rape alarm like while I'm screaming. It's so fucking loud. Suddenly the lights come on and fucking Carl, Amber's boyfriend, he's been in bed the whole fucking time. He comes running around the bed thinking I'm like some kind of like nude, like hot intruder. And he's like, he's almost gonna like bash me. Luckily Amber stopped him. I was like sobbing so much. I'm only just stopped crying. It was so fucking scary, Jemaniacs. Anyway, Amber's been like grumpy all morning about it and Carl thinks I'm like really high maintenance and I'm like, thank you. It's not my fault there's a fucking monster in the laundry. I swear it called out my name. Also, Amber smashed her knee on the stand-up paddleboard, so she's like extra pissed at me. And she's all like, where's the first week's rent? We have to pay up front. And I'm like, what? Like, I thought we just had to pay at the end of the year. So I'm like, what? So now I'm like freaking out about having to pay it. So Amber and Carl are like, well, you could just get a job at like the traffic control thing at their construction company. And I'm like, as fucking if. Like, and Amber's like, we can just have like one stop slow sign each and just like message each other during the day or like work on our socials. Like, you don't really have to pay attention when you're doing it. So it's like, but there's no fucking way I'm doing that. Imagine if I was seen by anyone. It would be so fucking humiliating. It's like I'm a prominent influencer. It's like you don't fucking wear high vis. So anyway, right now Amber's taking me to brunch at Bill's. Then I'll get on with my day. I've got to take some selfies down by the water. But yeah, I really have to work out this whole fucking rent thing. It's doing my head in, Germaniacs. I can't believe I'm having a fucking money crisis. It's like so on me. It's so fucking not cute. Hi, honey. So, racking my brain about how to like pay my rent on my walk back from taking selfies by the water. And I passed this like really old man, like struggling with these bags. It was so tragic. And I'm like, maybe don't carry so many bags, dude. But also, you remind me of someone, Gampy, my cashed up South African grandpa. I haven't fucking spoken to him in ages. So I'm going to hit him up now with a little like recorded message so I don't have to like have an actual conversation. I'm going to see if he can hook me up with the rent money. Okay, so here we go. Just recording on my phone. Hi, Gampy. It's your granddaughter, Jamie. Sorry I forgot your birthday. Dad would have told you that I've moved out. I know. Hard to believe I've grown up. I'm a big girl now, Gampy. So the new apartment is so nice. Oh my god, hashtag blessed. I've got this portrait of you on the mantelpiece. And my flatmate thinks I'm like crazy for like kissing it all the time, but that's how much you mean to me, Gampy. So, cutting to the chase, do you know, are you familiar with what an influencer is? Cause that's what I am. And it's like a really big deal. And ultimately I'm going to be like really rich from it, but it takes a while to like build up. So, you can probably guess where this is headed. I need an injection of cash from you. I know I'm in the will because Dad told me. So thank you for that. I'm really looking forward to getting that cash. But I'm hoping that you could just like transfer a little cashola for your favorite granddaughter just to support her career. And also don't listen to Dad if he's like telling you to ignore me because he's having a fucking midlife crisis. He started dyeing his hair and stuff. He's losing his mind, so ignore. So I thought I would just like dangle this little carrot, Gampy, just to make this decision a little easier for you. Re your funeral. So if you're willing to transfer, say like 30 grand Australian dollars to me, I'd be willing to not only sing at your funeral, but play the flute as people arrive at the church and stuff. And like handle the whole entertainment of it. You choose the songs, whatever you want. Dad said you're into like Rod Stewart or whoever you're into, I'll just do whatever. Mariah Carey, I'll just do that. Whatever you want, Gamps, the whole thing's up to you. And then you just tell me, but on the condition that I get the 30 grand. So let me know ASAP because my bitch of a flatmate's going to kick my ass if I don't cough up the cash soon. Anyway, hope you're well, Gampy. If you're not, well, you've had a good innings. I love you, Gampy, so fucking much. Love your little baby granddaughter, Jamie. Bye-bye, Gampy. Okay, fucking send. All right, fingers crossed, you maniacs. That's it for this week, guys. Pray for me, re-rent. I'm sticking out the Double Bay lifestyle, even though it's, like, so fucking hard. I hope the fucking laundry monster goes away. Illy Nohugan, stay kish, guys. Bye-bye-bye-bye.
The Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, if you want early access to episodes, ad-free, and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Gemaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!